I'm joined now by Craig Childs, an adventure author. How are you doing, Craig?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. So you've written a number of books, including Finders Keepers, Apocalyptic Planet, and recently Atlas of a Lost World. Could you tell us a little bit about what inspires you in your writing?
Well, I'm inspired by going out. I think that a lot of the best things that happen in my life are out in the field, and I'm following questions. I'm kind of a mix between a science writer and a travel writer, and I'm out there looking for the story. Like the last book was on Ice Age America and what was going on 20,000 years ago to 10,000 years ago. So I went out to places from the Bering Sea to the coast of Chile, looking at where humans had been, where mammoths had been, where scientific findings have indicated migrations, early migrations, and then I'm writing about what happens in those places, and I'm trying to convey the sense of the landscape and the environment, and also convey a sense of time of what's going on right now and what was going on 20,000 years ago or 40,000 years ago. So that's my inspiration, comes from out there, from combining science and story and life on the ground.
And how long were you traveling during the writing of that latest book? It sounds like you went really far.
Yeah, that book, I was a lot. I probably was at 30 or 40 different sites across the Americas, and I imagine that was probably 2 years of pretty heavy travel, then another couple years of research and writing. So it all gets mixed together in the soup.
Yeah, well, that's incredibly exciting. Do any of the stories that came about during the writing of that book, are they going to appear in your performance that's tomorrow night?
Actually, no. This performance is kind of gleaned from a lot of different stories over time. Really personal encounters, a big range, flash floods and artifact theft, and it's kind of designed thematically. So there's a bigger theme over the evening, and then I pull together individual stories to tell part of this theme. And I don't believe there's anything in the show that's coming out of the Ice Age book.
Mm-hmm. And the performance is not only your storytelling, but you'll be accompanied by images projected and different musicians, and I understand dancing as well.
Yeah, it's an interesting show. It's something I've been doing it or been doing shows like it for a number of years, and what I do is I get these different performers together, people who I've worked with for years, just amazing performers, a blues musician, a singer-songwriter, just this incredible projectionist who we've been sitting down for hours looking through the images and the footage, and so this is all woven together into smaller stories woven into one big story. So it's not just me telling the stories, but it's people performing and singing and it all we've been sitting down and making it all fit together into one extended narrative.
And so the performance is once again this Saturday night at the Temporary, and you'll be starting at 8:30. And you mentioned that this is something you've done in other places throughout the summer.
No, not at Thrift. I've done it. I do a show every winter, close to the solstice in Paonia at the old Paradise Theater, and been doing shows there for 10 years. I started off as just getting together in the winter to tell stories, to bring people in, and it just got bigger and bigger year by year, bringing in more performers and crafting it. So I haven't done it since this last winter. This is really the first time we're taking that show out on the road, and it's different every time. Year to year, it's an entirely different show, but this is based on something we did last winter, and it's evolved and become its own creature now.
Wow. And that yearly event in Paonia is called The Dark Night, correct?
Yeah.
And this one is...
And it's a celebration of darkness, which this is a little different bringing it out in the summer, but it's changed for that, where it's the idea behind this show is solace, is finding peace in difficult times, in difficult places. So it ends up being a pretty personal show, but it also really land based, being out there in the place and images from places and stories of redemption, of going to really difficult places and finding beauty.
Wow. And so how fortunate for us to have the opportunity to witness the premiere of this event and this particular branch of stories, which speaks to getting through difficult times. And I think we all identify with that.
Oh yeah. I think it's a good time to be telling these stories, there's some challenging things in this show, some hard things to bring up, but also like, this is how you navigate. This is where you find solace in a really hard spot, which I think is something that we're all looking for every day. And so I'm hoping people will be able to walk away from this with a sense of solace, with a sense of, oh, this is, I can do this. I can go out and find beauty in difficulty.
Is the show appropriate for all ages?
You know, I think it is. There's nothing sexually explicit about it. There's nothing, but it's a mature audience. I would bring the right kid to this. It is going to be visually entertaining, so I think kids will be carried through the whole thing. But it's also We're taking on some difficult subjects. There are people in the show who do not survive to the end. There are some pretty challenging parts, but I think mature, thoughtful kids can really get a lot out of this. Appropriate for kids. I've done a number of these shows that were absolutely not appropriate for kids, but I'd say this one is for the right kid.
All right. Well, fantastic. Once again, this show is tomorrow at the Temporary. Doors open at 7:30 and it begins at 8:30. You can find out more at tacaw.org. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Craig Childs?
No. I'm happy to be bringing it here. I'm happy to pull it out of the North Fork and bring it into the Roaring Fork and move the story. So I appreciate you doing this and appreciate the community having us come out.
Thank you so much for talking to Katie and Kay and giving us a little preview about the show. It sounds really exciting.
Oh, certainly. I believe it will be.